Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard at the outset of this show is the very reason that Donald Trump was indicted. I have just played for you Hillary Clinton saying the election was illegitimate. I have just played for you Jerry Nadler saying the election was illegitimate. I have played for you the Vice President, Kamala Harris, saying that Donald Trump's election was illegitimate. And I played for you Maxine Waters, who has said the election was, in fact, fraudulent. 2020 election. For that, they were championed as heroes. Donald Trump was championed as an insurrectionist. And the indictment that went down this weekend is among the most malicious political hit jobs in the history of the United States of America. And for the benefit of people who do not understand it, and believe me, there's more than you think that do not understand it, let me tell you that they pulled this particular law off of a post-Civil War law that really was to stop the KKK. It has no relevance at all to Donald Trump or anything he did. The charges in it are based upon Donald Trump's knowing that he lost the election legitimately and still insisting on usurping the authority of the government and trying to overthrow the election, trying to take the rights away from people who voted. Well, first off, folks, how do you know what Donald Trump knew? How are you going to prove in the court of law what someone knew? So one lawyer comes into Donald Trump and says, I don't know. I think maybe you just legitimately lost the election, Donald. And another lawyer says, I don't think so. There's a lot of evidence here that seems to suggest that there were an awful lot of late votes being cast, that laws have been changed illegally and unconstitutionally in some voting booths. We have some questions about the Dominion voting machine, supposedly. There's a lot going on here, Donald. Maybe there are other things. Now, these two lawyers could get together and say, well, these electors, you can't select electors. And the other lawyer can say, well, actually, you can. The way I interpret the law is that these particular states can select these group of electors. No, you're misinterpreting it. No, I don't think so. You know what that's called? That's called a legal debate. Happens all the time. It happens all the time with many laws where lawyers say, well, I'm interpreting it this way. Well, I'm interpreting it this way. And until that law is decided, that's an open debate. So Donald Trump is caught in the middle of an open debate. And Donald Trump says, hey, I need to know whether I legitimately lost or I didn't. And until I'm satisfied, because I don't think I legitimately lost, until I'm satisfied, until someone can actually say to me, no, we've crossed every T and dotted every I and you lost, I'm fighting this. For that, he's indicted. I could have played you more. I could have played you Stacey Abrams saying the election was stolen from me. We won. We won. That's what she said. She said it really wasn't stolen from me. It was stolen from you, the people, because you voted and I got news for you. We won. Why isn't Stacey Abrams arrested? Why isn't she indicted? The answer, folks, is very, very clear, and it's very sad that so many people do not get it. We are looking down the barrel of them attempting to take away your vote, your right to vote for Donald Trump. They do not want him as a candidate because they understand he will beat Joe Biden, and he will then go scorched earth on the people who for so long in this country have been lying to you, and that includes Republicans. And they can't have it. Now, it's no coincidence that this happened just days after Devin Archer sits down in a private meeting and blows the whistle on Joe Biden. Now, you're going to hear from CNN and MSNBC, oh, that was a bust, wasn't it? Devin Archer never once said that Joe Biden legitimately understood every single thing that Hunter was doing and was a part of it. Yeah, you're right. He didn't say that. As a matter of fact, he indicated that some of what Hunter Biden was selling was the illusion that he could get Joe to back him. But here's why we know that this isn't true. When you're dealing with organized crime, and that's what the Biden family is at this point, is organized crime. I'm going to give you an example. Let's say I am the head of a organized crime syndicate. I'm the big cheese. And one of my guys goes to a business and says, you have a really nice business here. Be a shame if it got broken into or burnt down or robbed or something horrible was to happen to it. You know, I could make sure that nothing happens to this business, but it's going to cost you several hundred dollars a month. And the business owner says, screw you. I'm not paying you anything. Who are you? And that guy says, I'm connected to the biggest mob syndicate leader in the world. And they say, oh, you are not. You're just bluffing. Really? Let me get him on the phone. Then they call me. You think I'm going to say, you better pay that money. If you don't pay that money, something bad's going to happen to your business. No, I'm not going to say that. Here's what I want to say. Hey, how's things going there? How's the weather? How's your business going? Good? Good. Good to hear from you. Yeah. I hope everything continues to go good. You have a nice day. And when I hang up that phone, the guy on the other end is going to know that my guy knows me and my guy's serious. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to pay that money. Did I say anything illegal? Did I indicate that I'm strong-arming him? No, because I didn't have to. You see, folks, if Joe Biden was innocent of this crime, of these crimes, he would have told Hunter separately, why are you putting me on speakerphone when you're at dinner with business associates? Number one, I don't know them. Number two, I don't know what to say to them. And number three, it looks extraordinarily inappropriate. So don't do that. If you want to call me during a, you know, dinner, call me. But then it's private between us. I'm the Vice President of the United States. I can't be on speakerphone not even knowing who I'm talking to. It's inappropriate and it doesn't look good. Correct? Why didn't he ever say that? Why did he not once say that when Devin Archer said at least 20 times Joe Biden was on the phone, speakerphone, with business associates of Hunter Biden? 20 times. How come just one time he didn't say, why are you doing this, Hunter? I can promise you, if I called my mom or my dad and put on business associates with them, hey, hold on, talk to them, they're going to say, what are you doing that for? What's this all about? Why are you putting me on the phone with people I don't know? Folks, that doesn't pass the laugh test. Let me tell you something else that doesn't pass the laugh test. If a Chinese dignitary is being strong-armed by Hunter Biden, And Hunter Biden says, if you don't pay me that $5 million, not only can I make your life miserable, but my dad's sitting right here. And you know what he can do. The first thing that Chinese dignitary is going to say is, you told your dad? Your dad's the vice president of the United States. This could bring ruination down upon us. Why would you do something stupid like that? Never said that. He never said that. Or why would your dad get involved in your business dealings? Does your dad know what you're up to? He never said that. The reason he never said that is he already knew. He already knew Joe Biden was involved. They can't hide it any longer, folks. Devin Archer was described in an email by Hunter Biden as an official Biden and closer than a brother. I can read you an email where Devin Archer is begging Hunter, why is your family not doing anything? I'm being prosecuted for this crime. I'm going to federal prison, and no one's helping me. Why are you not helping me? Why would he ask for help from Joe Biden? This is why he turned. And he didn't even turn 100%. Because he's saying, I don't know for sure that Joe Biden was involved in it, but I know he was in the 20-some-odd phone calls with business associates. But when he was asked flat out, wouldn't that just be selling access to the vice president of the United States? He said, well, that's what Hunter does for a living. Hunter knows the right people. He knows who to get on the phone. That's his expertise. He has no expertise in Burisma Holdings. He has an expertise in getting the right people on the phone in the right situations. That's selling access. And that's what the Biden business is, selling access to Joe Biden. They were caught red-handed. They know they were caught red-handed. A Democratic politician has to come out and say, no, well, all he talked about was the weather. What are you supposed to do if Hunter calls up and says, here's a friend of mine, say, I'm not going to talk to him? Yes. Yes, you are supposed to say that. You're supposed to say, who are you putting me on the phone with? How about if you're hanging out with a Chinese spy? How about if you're hanging out with some underworld figure? Are I supposed to be talking to him? No, I'm the vice president of the United States. You don't put me on speakerphone with your buddies. That's what he would say, number one, not 20 times later. So it was revealed, folks. There is now some information that Joe Biden may very well have an offshore bank account. It's being looked into. It's being investigated. If it's there, it'll be found. And in the meantime, you're going to indict Donald Trump on a post-Civil War law that has zero to do with him. Zero. Defrauding the United States is one of the charges. Defrauding the United States is when you steal money, when you literally say, I'm going to build this for the United States, I'm going to manufacture this weapon, and then you put all the money in your pocket and say, oh, no, paper airplanes, all I came up with. This has nothing to do with it. Defrauding the United States, how? In order for any of these charges to be remotely accurate, you would have to prove that Donald Trump said, yes, I know I legitimately and fairly lost the election. I do not care. I am going to remain the president no matter what I have to do or what I have to manufacture. He never said that. He said rightfully, if all these votes in Georgia are wrong, find me the votes then. Find me the votes that they threw out. Find those votes. That's your job. Did Stacey Abrams say anything different when she was totally contesting the results of it for a year, 2 years? I just played you at the outset of the show, Jerry Nadler, Maxine Waters, our own Vice President Kamala Harris, and Hillary Clinton all saying the same thing. Oh, the election wasn't fair. Hillary Clinton knew the election was fair because she was the one who started the whole Russian collusion thing. So if any of these charges should stick to anybody, you would think it would be Hillary Clinton, who we can prove knew she legitimately lost the election and manufactured evidence to try to change it. That would be defrauding the government now, wouldn't it? Where's Hillary Clinton's indictment? It's not there, folks. This is smoke and mirrors. This is don't look at Joe Biden's problems. Look over here at Trump. He's evil. He's horrible. He tried to defraud you. He tried to take away your rights. What rights did Trump try to take away? Donald Trump said, we're going to fight like hell. So what? Chuck Schumer literally said, the wrath of hell is coming down on the Supreme Court. You're not going to know what hit you if you rule wrong in this Roe v. Wade case. The hell's fury will come down on you. You won't even know what hit you. That's not threatening Supreme Court justices to make a decision that you want. How come he's not indicted? Maxine Waters said, if you see Trump supporters, get out of your car. Confront them. Chase them out of the marketplace. Tell them you're not welcome here. That's not inciting violence. How come she's not arrested? Ask yourself all those questions. There are no answers. The legitimate answer is they don't want Donald Trump to run for president, and that's good enough reason to vote for him. I don't care if you're a Ron DeSantis supporter. I don't care if you're a Ramaswamy supporter. I don't care who you're supporting. The very fact that this machine is trembling to its core because Donald Trump may be elected president is good enough reason to vote for him. Because this machine has to be destroyed, folks. This good old boys club between Republicans and Democrats, this uniparty nonsense that has kept us down for so long has to be taken out. And fresh people need to be put in. People who actually care about this country, not enriching themselves. The very first episode I ever did of this show, I explained to you in no uncertain terms that Joe Biden purchased the DuPont mansion, the DuPont estate. That was over 3 years ago. Last night on the news, I heard shocking report that apparently Joe Biden purchased the DuPont estate when he was just the vice president of the United States, or senator, really. He was senator at the time. How could he possibly afford it? Gee, 3 years later, you're catching up to me. It only took you 3 years. You're full of it. You knew that from day one. It's called selective broadcasting. Oh, we'll put this out when it's safe to put it out. We'll put this out when we want to put it out. When COVID first hit, I told you that Dr. Fauci had a lab in North Carolina doing gain-of-function research that was funded by the Obama administration. When the Obama administration, to their credit, shut it down because it was too dangerous, the remainder of that money, which should have went back to the taxpayers, or the government at least, of the United States of America, was shipped to a third party who then shipped it to the Wuhan lab to continue those exact same experiments. I told you that. 3 years later, now they're telling you that. I'm not connected. I'm not a reporter, per se. I don't have any inside information, so how did I know these things? Because if you dig a little bit, you'll find them. They're not reporting them to you, folks. They don't want you to know it. When they want you to know it, they'll tell you. They knew from the very beginning that this virus came out of a Wuhan lab. They didn't want you to know it. So they waited until it was safe, and then they said, oh, guess what? It looks like it did come out of the Wuhan lab. They knew it from the very beginning. Hunter Biden's laptop, they knew from the very beginning. It's real. It's his laptop. You know how long that takes? 10 seconds. You go and take a look at the shop owner, and you say, let me see where he signed for it. Is that Hunter Biden's signature? Damn sure is. Check the emails on the other end. Email this guy and say, did you get this email? You did? It's Hunter Biden's laptop. They knew it. They told you it was fake. They told you it was Russian disinformation until it was safe to tell you, nah, it looks like it's real. They knew it from the very beginning. They didn't want you to know it. Scary. Now I'm about to scare you even more. 2 days ago, the feds raided an illegal medical research laboratory in California run by the Chinese. Inside this medical laboratory, they found deadly viruses, hepatitis C. They found malaria. They found AIDS. They found COVID. And several other extraordinarily deadly diseases to be an abandoned factory building. That's how it was labeled. Abandoned factory building. Inside it was a laboratory apparently researching some very, very deadly diseases. Oh, and by the way, it was Chinese ran. Well, when the feds did their investigation, they found out, well, this man owns a few of these laboratories that are, in fact, legitimate in China. And he was saying, oh, no, you're mistaken. That's not a real laboratory. I bought out another research lab and all of their equipment and all of their stuff, and I'm simply storing it. I'm simply storing it there, dry storage. That's all. That's not true. And I'll tell you how it's not true, because I saw the photos. You don't keep open beakers. You don't keep live mice. You don't keep gloves on counters. It would all be in boxes, right? It would all be storage. Go take a look at the photos yourself if you can find them. Did you hear Fox News reporting this? No. Did you hear Newsmax reporting this? No. Did you hear CNN, MSNBC, any of these people reporting it? No, you did not. Why didn't you? They disguised this laboratory as an abandoned warehouse, and they were researching viruses that could kill us all and diseases that could kill us all. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. This is the way the country is going to end up. We're going to go into a war, and the war is going to be chemical warfare. In my humble opinion, and I don't have facts to back this up, so I will openly tell you it's my opinion. My opinion, COVID was, in fact, a chemical weapon. They tested it on us to see what the result would be. And they're actively working on something that can wipe us out so they don't have to wage a war. It doesn't have to be nuclear war. You see, China doesn't want to destroy half the world. Why would you want to destroy half the world? To do what? Build it back? You don't have to build it back. They're owning half of it. So now if they just wipe out half of its citizenry, but you won't hear about that Chinese lab disguised as an empty warehouse, abandoned warehouse. You won't hear about it. Oh, maybe you'll hear about it a month from now. And they'll say, guess what? We just found. They didn't just find it, folks. It's damn scary. This has got to end. This has got to end. We need the answers to the questions of why we're being lied to by our government on a regular basis, and we are being controlled by what the media will be allowed to tell us. Because one of these days it'll be too late. Now, I've just listened to some MSNBC and CNN people literally gleeful that Donald Trump was indicted, saying, I'm so proud of the United States of America. The only time I've ever been this proud is when they killed bin Laden. When they freed all of the poor refugees from the death camps in Germany. So basically what you're saying is Donald Trump is Hitler or he's bin Laden. You're comparing a man who ran for office and half of this country, more than half of this country, voted for him, to Hitler and bin Laden. You're doing that on purpose. Because Hitler and bin Laden, you see, we would cheer when they were executed. Oh, good, they're gone. Those horrible people are gone. That's what they want to do. When they equate Donald Trump with people like this, they're trying to dehumanize him because I fear something bad is coming. The polls are starting to look very bad for Joe Biden. at this stage of the game, as we speak, Kamala Harris is actually more popular than Joe Biden as far as who Democrats want to run for president. Joe Biden's at 34%. Kamala Harris is at 39%. She's actually more popular, and she may be the least popular candidate I've ever seen. They know she can't win. They also know Joe Biden can't. So desperate times is desperate measures. And suddenly you're dehumanizing Donald Trump. He's Bin Laden. He's Hitler. Suddenly we're finding California has illegal Chinese medical laboratories apparently doing some very interesting research on deadly, deadly, deadly diseases. And we didn't know about it. Let me ask you a question. How'd you get all that stuff in this country? How did you get all of that stuff through customs? How did you do it without registering it? How come we didn't know where it was going? Wouldn't you think that would be obvious? So ask yourself, how'd they do that? How did the Chinese manage to get to the United States, into California, with deadly virus samples and all kinds of medical stuff that's quite clearly got to be scrutinized and registered and everything else, and none of it was. Well, I got news. You can't. It's impossible. One of two things happened. Either someone okayed it, and nod, nod, wink, wink, you say nothing, or they took it through Mexico, and into Mexico, they just crossed the border with it. You know, that wide open border that Mayorkas says is so, so under control. One of those two things has to be true. Because it certainly did not clear customs, and then we lost it. That's unbelievable to me. So folks, listen, enough is enough. Enough is enough. When I tell you it does not matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican listening to me, you need to understand that we are being controlled strictly by the news you're listening to and what they choose to tell you and what they choose to not tell you. And we can't have this. The reason you hate Donald Trump is because you were conditioned to hate Donald Trump. Not because he did anything to you personally. Maxine Waters says he's a racist. He's a racist that Oprah Winfrey gave all kinds of awards to. I thought Oprah was the most wonderful person in the world. I thought she was the most benevolent, kind example of womanhood in the world and a proud, proud member of the African-American community who's done so much for them. How come Oprah Winfrey said he was such a great man? Here's Al Sharpton giving him all kinds of rewards for what he did, his service in the black community. Here's Jesse Jackson. I thought these people were above reproach in the African-American community. And every one of them saying what a wonderful man he is until the day he said, I think I'm going to run for president. Then all of a sudden, he was Hitler. Then all of a sudden, he was a racist and a horrible man. Because Donald Trump sometimes is inarticulate and says things that you have to interpret a little bit. When he says, well, they're not sending their best over here. They're sending drug addicts and rapists and everything. He didn't say every single person that crossed that border. He did not say that. You said that. The news said that. Donald Trump said everybody crossing the border is rapists and druggies and drug dealers. He did not say that. He said, along with these people that want to build a better life, are coming an exorbitant amount of criminals, drug dealers, drug cartel members, child sex traffickers. And he's right. He was right as rain. He was right as rain. That's not racism. Just being prudent and saying the truth. So what did Donald Trump do that was so horrible? Let's see. Gas was half the price it is now. We were the number one exporter of oil in the world. Manufacturing jobs were coming back to the United States in droves. We had the lowest unemployment rate in history. We had the highest first-time house buyers for African-American and Hispanic community. ISIS was wiped off the planet. You didn't even hear him anymore. So what did he do to be called bin Laden and Hitler? He did nothing. They just lied to you. And you believed it because the news told me so. You need to stop. And that includes Fox News, Newsmax, all of it. You need to stop. Do your own research. Let me give you a prime example of how the news can screw with you. And this will probably make some of you mad. Can't fall into the same trap that these crazy liberals are. If we act like these crazy liberals, then they're just going to say, well, see, that's normal behavior. Everybody does it. Mike Pence, in my opinion, is not fit to run for the presidency of the United States. I think he's a traitor. I think he's a member of the Uniparty. I think he's a warmonger. And I do not think he has the intellect or the ability to run this country. However, he did not say that this country was not his concern when he was interviewed by Tucker Carlson. That's not what he said. He kind of said it, but that's not what he meant. I want you to go back and I want you to listen to that tape. And Tucker Carlson says, how come your concern is that the Ukraine get $50 million or $500 million? How come your concern is $500 million going to the Ukraine? How come your concern isn't that our cities are falling apart, that we have a crime out of control, that the roads and the infrastructures are terrible? And Mike Pence very inarticulately says, that's not my concern. And people said, see, he said the infrastructure and the cities weren't his concern. No, he meant the first thing Tucker Carlson said. That's not my concern that they're getting $500 million. Not my concern. That's what he meant. If we're going to be honest, we have to be honest, and that's what he meant. Now, he should have said, it's not my concern that the Ukraine's getting $500 million. That's not my concern, Tucker. I've heard you say that before. It's not true. He didn't say that. He said, well, that's not my concern. I've heard that rhetoric from you before, and it's not my concern. And people said, oh, he's saying the country's not his concern. Mike Pence is not dumb enough. Even if Mike Pence's concern wasn't the country, he's not going to say it out loud, folks. He didn't say that. Stop. Don't be like the liberals. Look at the Bud Light controversy. Okay, you put a supposed transvestite or whatever on the can, or a transsexual on the can, whatever. If you don't want to buy the beer, don't buy the beer. That's your right as an American. Don't support something you don't believe in. But don't demand it's pulled from the shelf. Because if you demand it's pulled from the shelves, then that's the same thing as when they said the Aunt Jemima box has to go, the Uncle Ben's rice box got to go, and we laughed at them. And we said, oh, you idiot. Why are you concerned about such little things? Okay, well, why are we? Now, if the Democrats had just said, you know what, I find the Aunt Jemima box offensive, and I'm not buying Aunt Jemima pancake mix because of it, that's their right. But their right is not to demand it be taken off the shelf. Now, I don't think too many Republicans demanded Bud Light be taken off the shelf, but I'm just telling you, don't fall into the same trap that the liberals do, because then they just point the finger back at you. We need to be honest, and we need to be upfront about everything. And if right now the Democrats and the liberals were honest, they would come forward and say, this indictment of Donald Trump is an absolute joke. A first-year law student would laugh at this. And instead, we have lawyers in good stead saying this is an airtight case. This is a wonderful example of the law at work. No, it's not. This is you taking something and stretching it to mean something it does not mean, saying, you know, as lawyers, we can interpret the law any way we want. So we'll interpret it to mean this when we know really, nod, nod, wink, wink, it really doesn't mean that. But maybe we can convince a jury it does, huh? That's not the way the law is supposed to work, folks. It's not the way the law is supposed to work. This is a travesty of justice. And you'll notice that there are no people rushing to indict Joe Biden. As a matter of fact, to my sheer disgust, I heard a Republican congresswoman say, we don't have the votes. Okay, it's going to die in the Senate. We know that. But at least make a stand and say, we have the votes in the House to start impeachment. They don't even have the votes in the House. Because there are several Republicans who are like, no, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think we should do this because you're wishy-washy and you're lazy. If you're waiting for Joe Biden's face on a videotape to turn to the camera and say, I absolutely extorted money from the Ukraine and Romania and China, and I changed U.S. policy in turn, ha, 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 ha. It's not happening, folks. That's not the way it works. It doesn't work that way. We know what Joe Biden did. Devin Archer knows what Joe Biden did. Bob Alinsky knows what Joe Biden did. They have all agreed, yes, he is the big guy that is written down. Well, 10% for the big guy. And yet you're still going to say, well, Joe didn't know anything, so where do you think the 10% was? When Hunter's handing him millions of dollars, wouldn't you say, where's this coming from? You're handing me millions of dollars. From what? Right? It's anything to distract from this, because they know this time we have them red-handed. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. Donald Trump is a very abrasive person. If he does not like you, he will cut you to the quick. He's insulting. He can be rude. He can be arrogant. He can be stubborn. He can be self-centered. That does not mean he's not honest. That does not mean he's a criminal. That does not mean that he can't run the country. What you have to do is look at policy, because I don't care. I've used this example before. I'll use it again. If someone I dearly love is going in for a critical surgery that could mean life and death, and I have someone who's kind and considerate and wonderful and woke and inclusive and speaks softly and says, well, I've done 7 or 8 of these, and 3 or 4 of them worked out okay. The other ones didn't. And I got a loudmouth, brash, nasty, talking, womanizing guy who says, I've done 800 of these, and every one of them successful, and I guarantee it's going to be successful again because I wouldn't fail. Because if I fail, I look bad, and that's really all I care about. I'm still going with that guy. Because if someone I loved, life, is hanging in the balance, I want to go with a guy who says, if I fail, it's a personal insult to me, and my ego won't allow it. Well, I love this country, and it's failing. It's dying, and something needs to save it. And it's not going to happen with a mealy-mouthed, woke nonsense of, we'll do the best we can. No, no, no. It's going to come from a man who says, if this country fails, I failed, and I'm not about to look bad. And that's the best argument I can give you for Donald Trump. They're going to indict him again, by the way. Georgia's still going to indict him again. Still say to this day, the proof is in the pudding. Ask yourself a very simple question. If Donald Trump is so easy to beat, if Joe Biden is easily going to beat Donald Trump because he's done such a wonderful job, remember they told you, Joe Biden has done such a wonderful job. The economy's never been better. Everything's going great. Foreign affairs are going wonderfully. Everything's going wonderfully. Well, then he should cruise. He beat him before, right? So now that he has a record to run on and his record is so wonderful that even a blind man could see what a great job he's doing, then he should have no problem at all beating Donald Trump, who apparently did such a lousy job, right? So you'd want Donald Trump to run for president. You'd say, oh boy, Donald's running. That's an easy win for Joe. You wouldn't be trying to stop him with every means necessary, including misinterpreting laws, stretching the truth, blatantly lying, indicting for no good reason just to keep him off the campaign trail. You wouldn't do any of those things. You'd welcome it and say, oh, boy, we want Donald to win the primary. He's going to be the easiest guy to beat. They know Joe did a lousy job. The economy is in ruin. I'll give you a personal example. I went into a place now where Arizona iced tea that was 99 cents a can is $2. There's no more 99 cents written on the can, as the man pointed out. Oh, I can charge what I want now. A large candy bar is $3.50. These were $1.99. Prices of everything have virtually doubled. So I hope your minimum wage increase is worth it. Because you might have got 25% more money, and now you're spending 75% more on everything, which means you're 50% to the minus, if you know how to do your mathematics. And I told you this was going to happen. I told you that if you get all these minimum wage increases and health care things, that they're just going to pass the cost on the consumer, and it's just going to raise things to the point where you're not going to benefit from it, folks. And you're not benefiting from it. You lost. You lost actual power of the dollar. Your dollar doesn't go anywhere near as far as it used to, so getting that extra money is worth it. Imagine a world where you only make $2 an hour, but gas is a dime a gallon. Rent's a dollar. I guess you'd be better off, huh? You see, it's not the money. It's not the amount of money, folks. It's the buying power behind it. And the buying power behind it is less than it's ever been. So while Joe Biden said, I raised wages, yeah, you did. And what did it cause? It caused everything to go up substantially higher than the raise you gave them. So you gave them a 25% increase and everything went up 75%. You're 50% to the minus. It's smoke and mirrors. Let me go to the phones. Tom in New York.
Good afternoon, sir. I couldn't agree with you more, and I'm really at a loss for words with how many I don't know how many in times they're going to indict this man, but each time they indict him, his poll numbers go up. So it's really, to be honest, it's a distraction. It's a really huge distraction to not only the American people, but now even the conservative news channels are passing on information, but they're not giving us the whole truth. And, you know, Devin Archer's testimony was this past Monday. It implicates Joe big time. CNN will say, well, he was selling the illusion. They'll try to spin it saying they're selling the illusion of, access to Joe Biden. No, that's not it at all.
Well, let me stop you there for a minute and tell you this. Let me tell you this. Let's say he was selling the illusion. Let's say that you're Hunter Biden and I'm a Chinese dignitary or a Chinese whatever, and I'm looking to have a policy changed in the United States. And you say, well, you know who my dad is, right? Give me $5 million and we can work that out. So I give you the $5 million and nothing happens. Nothing happens. Do you think that the next time I'm giving you $5 million? You see, in order for this to work, you can't just sell the illusion. You have to deliver. At some point, you have to deliver the goods. If you don't deliver the goods, then it's a one-time scam and it'll never work again. Hunter's done this his whole life. So it's worked multiple times. Multiple times. The only way it's going to work multiple times is if you delivered. Changes happen. When we put the freeze on all of the Russian oligarchs, when Russia hit Ukraine, you know who we left out? One person. The person that gave Hunter Biden millions of dollars. The woman. Forget her name now. Oh, she's off the list. She can come and go if she pleases. That's not suspicious to you? We leave off one person, and that one person happens to be the person who was a benefactor of Hunter Biden? Tom. You have to deliver the goods or the scam doesn't work.
Exactly. And he still accepted the money, and he kept doing it time and time again. I mean, the interview a couple of years ago where he said, I wouldn't have got these positions if my last name wasn't Biden. How many times did he say, when we're told to do something, the Bidens deliver? Oh, really? The Bidens? Well, there's Hunter, and then there's who else? Is it James Biden? Yes. Is it Joe Biden? Absolutely. So then what's the problem? It doesn't take rocket science to put this all together. This man accepted millions and millions of dollars multiple times from foreign entities, and they're still trying to – are you telling me they're still trying to say this is Russian disinformation or false news or whatever?
Yes, they are trying to say that. And then after Joe Biden is long dead, they'll come out and say, yeah, you know what, all that stuff was true. Because then you're allowed to know that then. So you're not allowed to know it now. Just like you weren't allowed to know that Hunter's laptop was real. Just like you weren't allowed to know where the Wuhan virus really came from. Just like you're not allowed to know that Dr. Fauci was doing gain-of-function research in a lab in North Carolina, you'll eventually know it when it's too late, when it's safe for you to know it. But I want people to understand something. When you have Chinese in California illegally running medical laboratories that have deadly, deadly diseases in them, in what's supposed to be an abandoned warehouse, you better worry. This is no longer a game of, I'm a Democrat and you're a Republican. I'm at war with you and you're at war with me. I don't like you and you don't like me. Do you understand that there are Chinese people in this country running medical laboratories with deadly diseases out of what is labeled as abandoned factory buildings? And you better ask the question, why? Because it's not to help us should any of these viruses get loose. It's for a much more nefarious reason, folks. And you need to ask yourself how all of these supplies got over here legally. They didn't. It's impossible. The government would have tracked it. They would have said, where is this going? You have COVID. Live COVID samples. You literally have infected mice. You have all this other stuff. Where is it going? And has it been registered? Not. It wasn't registered. It was snuck into this country. So either someone allowed it through customs, or it came through the Mexican border. Remember when I told you, it's not just Mexicans coming through the Mexican border. There are Chinese, there are Guatemalans, there's all every nationality you can think of going into Mexico and coming through the border. Well, here we go. So should I not be worried that during the election season, suddenly a new outbreak of COVID has hit to make everybody stay in their home? This one's even deadlier than the last one, folks. We have no known vaccine for this. We don't know what's going to happen to you all. You better just vote by mail and stay in. How do I know that's not going to happen? What I do know is the feds busted a laboratory that shouldn't have been there and found all of these samples of these deadly diseases that's being researched and modified and everything else. And I want more information on it, but we're not getting more information on it. We're not going to get more information on this because according to our great news sources, we don't need to know, Tom.
Yeah, it's on a need-to-know basis, and the people of the United States don't need to know. Only the insiders need to know so they can – when it's the right time to strike, which is around, general election time, that's when we're going to find out. That's where we're going to – there's going to be another – there's definitely – I said it 1 year ago. As soon as the election time rolls around, there's going to be a big catastrophe that hits this country again, just like COVID did. We're all going to be made to stay home and vote by mail. It's going to be the same exact thing. And I wouldn't be, you know, I don't.
You know, at least one, there's one brave congressman, too, I want to mention, and he's a Democrat. I saw him on television the other night, and he was brave enough to say, Mayorkas and the Biden administration are lying to you all about the border. I represent a district in New York, and he took pictures of illegal immigrants, by the hundreds, lying on the streets, lined up against the walls of buildings. And he said, does this look like the border is secure? Does this look like we know who these people are? We don't even have any more room for them. They are flooding through the streets. We have no idea who they are. We have no way of taking care of them. And they have no plan. And when he was flat out asked about Mayorkas, he said, and I quote, he is lying to the American people. This is a Democrat. Because when the Democrats see up close that they've been lied to, then all of a sudden the light goes on in their head. Now, this is probably the same Democrat that when towns on the border were saying, oh, we're being flooded. Oh, that's an exaggeration. That's not true, you people. But then when it came to New York and he saw it himself, he's like, it's outrageous. It's a lie. They've been lying to us the whole time. Remember when they told us that the border guards were whipping migrants? Remember when they told us that? All they had to do before they made any statement is to watch that tape very carefully and say, no, that's not what's happening. Instead, they cut the tape before the part where you could clearly see that wasn't what was happening and fed it to you as misinformation purposely so you could say, well, I don't care. That's wrong. My first reaction when I saw it was, if those guys are legitimately whipping those people, they should be arrested. I don't care if they're illegal or not. You don't get to whip people for your amusement. But then I watched the whole tape, and I said, that's not at all what they're doing. You're totally misrepresenting what they did. Did you hear an apology? Did you hear a retraction? Did you hear this administration say, we didn't watch the whole tape, and that's our fault? No. They cut the tape. They're the ones that cut the tape. So you couldn't see the whole tape because they wanted to feed you a line of crap and give you some video evidence that's backing it up. That would be like me saying, oh, you know what? I don't care. If the economy gets much worse, I'll just rob a bank. And they say, did you hear what Marcus Cain said? He's going to rob a bank. But if he kept it playing, it's, I don't care how bad the economy gets. If things get too bad, I'll just rob a bank of my own money and put it in different savings. And you left out that important part where it's clear I'm joking. See, that's the problem, folks. They're lying to you. They're giving you misinformation. They're feeding you ridiculous nonsense. They're editing and selectively editing things to make things appear like it's not, and you're buying it. We now know that Facebook, as bad as they are, Mark Zuckerberg and company stood up to the Biden administration a little bit. The Biden administration wanted more crackdowns. They said no one should be able to post on your social media platform that the vaccine has any ill side effects or isn't anything less than perfect. And they said, we can't do that. We can't do that. We can't totally shut down freedom of speech. We can selectively take things down if you ask us to that seem to be a little, you know, whatever, but we can't totally tell people you can't say something. Oh, but that's what the Biden administration wanted. And Facebook played along with them as much as they could. And even Facebook at some point said, enough is enough. We can't do more than this. Now what you're asking us to do is just blatant censorship. So now the truth comes out, folks. Even Facebook said enough is enough. Well, I'm telling you now, enough is enough. Donald Trump has been indicted time after time after time on nonsense. We've been lied to and misinformed, and information that's vital to us as American citizens has been held back from us by a corrupt media who has no goddamn interest in our interests. Only in doing the government's bidding. And we're allowing foreign agents who does not obviously have our best interest at heart to flood into this country, buy our land, do whatever the hell they want to, and no one is watching our backs. Enough is enough. Stop the constant Democrat versus Republican, and you better start concentrating on America versus a government that is not out for your best interest, or we're all screwed. And that includes you liberals. And that includes you Republicans. You better wake up quick. Because the worst is yet to come. We're seeing a tip of a very big iceberg, a Titanic-sized iceberg. We've just seen the tip of it. Because there is absolutely nothing they will stop at to make sure Donald Trump is not the president of the United States of America again. And when I say nothing, I mean nothing. And that should scare you more than anything in God's green earth. They've done it before, folks. They'll do it again. That's how bad this has gotten. Until the American people say enough is enough with their votes, with their voices, they're going to keep doing this. Because why shouldn't they? They're the ones who's benefiting. I don't care what happens to you. As a close to the show, I'm going to replay what I played in the beginning. And I want you to ask yourself a question. If questioning the results of an election is an insurrection, then what is this?
I think it's also critical to understand that, as I've been telling candidates who have come to see me, you can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you, fight against that in 2020?
You are absolutely right.
The president is an illegitimate racist occupying the White House.
The Russian weighing in on the election, the Russian attempt to hack the election, and frankly the FBI's weighing in on the election, I think makes his election illegitimate.
There you have it, folks. So if those words are enough to bring about an indictment on Donald Trump, ask yourself why these people are not being indicted. The insurrection's right in front of your eyes. It's happening. It didn't happen on January 6th. It's happening now. Right before your very eyes, and most of America is turning a blind eye to it.